This is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, وَالصَّبْرُ ضِيَاءٌ. This is like the light of the sun. If a person has got the sabr in his life, then he is away. And then Huzur Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, وَالْقُرْآنُ حُجَّةٌ لَكَ أَوْ عَلَيْكَ. That the Quran Sharif, this is going to be either a proof in your favor or a proof against you on the day of Qiyamah. The Quran Sharif is either going to be a proof in your favor or it is going to be a proof against you. When it comes to the Quran Sharif, we have got three responsibilities. Tari Ayub Ishaq Sahab on Saturday night in the Qiraat Jalsa, so he mentioned one Hadith Sharif, beautiful Hadith Sharif. رُبَّ قَارِئِ الْقُرْآنِ وَالْقُرْآنُ وَيَلْعَنُ. That there are many reciters of the Quran Sharif, but the Quran Sharif is cursing them. And then he explained that we have got three duties towards the Quran Sharif. One duty is we have to recite the Quran Sharif in the proper method. Now many of us, we may have not learned the proper tajweed, etc. in our young days, in the maktab. Maybe we were not fortunate enough to have learned tajweed. In those days there was nobody to teach the tajweed. But what is stopping us today? What is stopping us today from rectifying our tilawat? Nearly every masjid, every locality, there is somebody or the other that is prepared to teach us the tajweed. So who is stopping us from learning how to read tajweed today? So it is for us to take out the time, just as we take out the time to read the newspaper, just as we take out the time to check the stock market, just as we take out the time to check the dollar price. We must also take out the time to learn how to read the Quran Sharif. In fact, that should be the most important thing in our life. Our namaz is based on the correct pronunciation of the words of the Quran Sharif. And a mu'min's life, the most important pillar is his salah after his iman. And if the tilawat is not right, how is the namaz going to be right? If the namaz is not right, then what pillar does the person have in his life? So the first duty and responsibility, each and every one of us, is we have to get the tilawat of the Quran Sharif right. As long as we are making an effort, then whatever mistakes we make, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there to forgive us. But if we got a total don't care attitude towards, you know, rectifying our tilawat, if there is a total don't care attitude towards rectifying our tilawat, like the rectifying of these cell phone tones, we just got a don't care attitude. We are Muslims, we have to come into the masjid every day. But we still have musical tones. I don't understand. It's ajeeb. So many times we have explained that change the tone. Fine, we will forget. Sometimes we are insan. We will forget it on. It can happen to me, it can happen to you, it can happen to anybody. But why a musical tone? We don't need a musical tone. Put a normal tone. In the Haram Sharif, musical tone. Roza Mubarak, musical tone. Masjid, we are playing music. This is totally incorrect. We must change the tones in our phones. If a phone don't have the proper tone, change the phone. But don't carry music into the masjid. This is not on. It's just not right. So the Quran Sharif, we must get the recitation, the pronunciation of the Quran Sharif right. The second thing is the mana of the Quran Sharif, the meaning of the Quran Sharif. So this is also our responsibility, that we learn the proper meaning of the Quran Sharif, and this meaning of the Quran Sharif also must be protected. And the third thing is we must make amal upon the Quran Sharif. Whatever the Quran Sharif has ordered us to do, we must make amal upon the Quran Sharif. And the amal that are mentioned in the Quran Sharif, this too must be protected in its prestige form. So the tilawat must be protected in its prestige form, the meaning of the Quran Sharif must be protected in its prestige form, and the amal of the Quran Sharif must be protected in its prestige form. This is my duty, your duty, and the duty of the entire ummah. And then in the end, the last part of the hadith, Huzur Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that kullun nas, every person yagdu, every person wakes up in the morning. Now when he wakes up in the morning, that means he has been given some capital of life. He has been given some capital of life. Now فَبَائِعُ النَّفْسَ فَمُعْتِقُهَا أَوْ مُوبِقُهَا. person has been given another day. And in this day, they are those people who free their souls. From what? From the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the wrath of Allah Paak. From the azab of Qabr. From the azab of Jahannam. They do those a'mal that free their gardan, free their souls from any type of chastisement, any type of azab. أو موبقها فمعتقها أو موبقها. Then there are those who use that capital of life, they use that one more extra day to destroy themselves. By doing the a'mal of Jahannam, by doing the a'mal that make shaitan happy, by doing those a'mal that attract the wrath and the anger of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So we must see every morning when we wake up, we say Alhamdulillah illadhi ahyana. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having given us life. But then what do we do with that life for the day? How do we spend that day? So we must look at every day as capital. Is new capital that we have been given. And how we spend that capital will determine whether we are freeing ourselves from the fires of Jahannam or we are throwing ourselves headlong into destruction. So these are few a'mal that Huzur-e Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in this hadith sharif. One is to remain paak, to remain in a state of wuzu. The other is to keep the tongue wet with the zikr of Allah Paak. The other is to make namaz. Namaz is a noor. And then to give sadaqat. This would be a dareel, a burhan for us on the day of Qiyamah. And then to exercise patience. And then to protect the Quran sharif. The recitation, the meaning, the a'mal of Quran sharif. And every day of ours is a capital, and it is left on to us how we use that capital, either for our benefit by freeing ourselves from the fires of Jahannam, or we use it to our destruction by engaging in those a'mal that attract the wrath and the anger of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me tawfiq to make amal, give you tawfiq to make amal, and give the entire ummah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.